strike up the band so you can give your.
Hey, this is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you will find this podcast helpful. Please check out the show notes at jamesdevine.net. You can get free stuff there, and you can also sign up to become one of our supporters through Patreon. Hey, this is James Devine. I'm in my 22nd year of teaching band and orchestra. I've taught at an exclusive private school, a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I school. My single mom was on welfare and food stamps for part of the time that I was growing up. And for about a year, we were also homeless, by today's definition anyway. We didn't live under a bridge or under a tarp or anything, but we were going from home to home of our relatives, a couple weeks here, a couple months there. Even though it wasn't called this at the time, when I was a kid, I attended Title I schools in the 70s and early 80s. I believe that teachers saved my life. In just a moment, a love letter to Title I teachers. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325. Direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. A love letter to my fellow Title I teachers. Dear fellow Title I teacher, don't compare yourself to other teachers. You are amazing. You work hard. Even if they don't tell you, your students appreciate and love you. You may be one of the few stable things in their life. When you look at where your students are on the charts, often they fall behind their peers from better-funded schools with intact families. But when you look at how far they have come, you can be proud because you helped them get there. Most of my fellow teachers don't know what it's like to have a student suddenly not be in your class anymore with no warning or pre-planning. When you try to call or email, maybe to get an instrument back or just ask how they are, you find everything has been disconnected. You know what it's like. Most of my fellow teachers don't know what it's like to have the $20 yearly instrument fee seem impossible for some parents to pay. Many struggle with just paying the rent and buying food. You know what it's like, and I bet you spend some of your own money just on the supplies you need to teach. Most of my fellow teachers don't know what it's like to have a student share their good news. And what is the good news? My uncle's prison sentence was reduced from 5 years to 3 years. Although you would never ask it yourself, a student inevitably asked, "What is your uncle in prison for?" The answer is armed robbery. You know what it's like. Most of my fellow teachers have never had a former student murdered in a gang fight on the school's track over the summer. Most don't know the heart-wrenching torment of examining oneself and thinking, sometimes out loud, sometimes to themselves, "Could I have done more for that student when he was in my class 4 years ago?" Self-reflection is good, but you probably did all you could. You know what it's like. Stop comparing yourself to the suburban teacher where the families are all making a decent income and are able to support what their students are doing. You do make a difference. Love the students under your care. Make sure you take time for yourself. The emotional stress can sap the life out of you. Decide what time you are leaving school each day and follow through with that. Have a hobby. Read a book. Exercise. Eat well. We need you to be around for a long time. With love and respect, James Devine.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.